Okay, our
Wait,
friends.
Am I a cute muffin?
Yes.
Yay! I'm a cute muffin!
Today we are reading a story called The Little Book of Big What Ifs. It was written by Renata Nierska. And it's read today by Mommy and her little muffin.
No, I'm the little muffin.
Mommy and the little muffin. So, when we look at this book, we see a little bear. And the little bear has some very muddy boots on. And I wonder what this little bear's situation is. Shall we find out? Let's go. There's the little bear, all cuddled up and fast asleep. When we look at the first page, what if you slept through your birthday? It says. What if no one could hear you? The little bear is now in a place where everybody's got their headphones in, right? Mm-hmm. And no one can hear him as he shouts. Or what if everyone could? Oh, imagine that you are someplace where you have fallen asleep and you start to snore. And it's a place where you shouldn't be sleeping and everyone knows that you're asleep and you shouldn't be. What if you swallowed a seed? Have you ever thought about that when it's watermelon season time? Remember we read a book about that. But what if it doesn't grow? What if there was only one way? And in the picture we can see the little bear has jumped out of an airplane with a parachute. Wah! Look at him go. That would be pretty scary. I suppose you could stay in the airplane, but if you want to get down, what if there was only one kind? Oh, imagine that you go to get a cup of tea, but there's only one flavor.
That wouldn't be good.
Or what if there were way too many? Imagine that you go to the ice cream store, but there are so many different kinds of ice cream, you'll never be able to taste them all.
Each day, can I have a sample of each and be there all year?
You would be.
Have one each month.
Oh, that's a good way of trying it.
Or have one each day.
What if you can't think of anything? In this picture, we can see a reporter is asking the bear a question, and they've got a microphone. Oh, no. What if your imagination runs wild? And this is, you've got too much to say now. What if you get lost? Good question. What if someone can help? Oh, in this picture, we can see little bears in a big cave. But someone has helped him. It's a bat. What if you make the time? Oh, that's a really good one. Because sometimes there's so much to do that you don't make the time to do the little things that you want to do. And here we see little bears slowing down and raking the ground, making a zen garden. What if you had a long way to go? Have you ever had a long journey? Mm-hmm. What if it was worth the wait? Ah, in this picture we can see Little Bear had to take a long train ride to get to his
parents.
Or grandparents, I think. Don't you think that's his grandma and grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What if there's too much room? Like if the boots are too big and your feet don't quite fit in them. Or what if there isn't enough? Or you're in a bed that your head falls off the end or your feet hang off the end and there's just, it's not comfortable. Do you know, I've had a problem once where I had to sleep in a bed that was too small for me. And do you know what I learned to do? Fold my body up. I laid on my side and I squished my arms and my legs together. Yep, just like that. What if you go off the beaten path? And what if you make a mistake? Ooh, in this picture we can see that an elephant has gone off the beaten path and fallen into a big hole. But look at this. What if we all work together?
Oh no, how's that yeah. going to get
Yeah, little bear has crawled down. Well, bears have claws. And they can climb down into things and climb up things. Do you know bears can climb trees? But elephants, unfortunately, cannot. They have no claws. And so every one of the other animals has to help pull him back up. What if we find one thing in common? Like we both like to roller skate.
And the color.
Mm-hmm. What if we change? What if we change our perspective? Here we can see all the different animals, which may not have spent much time together on the planet, but you take them outside and they become astronauts, and sure enough, they probably find quite a new perspective to look at things through. And what if you're surprised? Like it's a surprise birthday? And what if everyone shared? And what if it spreads?
Wait, what happening in this picture?
Well, we see in the picture here, it's a surprise birthday party, and they brought a cake and cards for the little bear, and then they handed out hearts to everyone like it was Valentine's Day, and then those people took hearts and gave them to someone else and gave them hugs and decided to be kind and decided to love everyone around them.
Whoa,
and now...
What happened there?
Well, we can see this cat has spilled her milk, but the other cat is patting her on the back to say, it's okay, we'll fix it, and the little bear is helping clean up the mess. In fact, they're all helping each other clean up, and they're all being kind. Imagine if you surprised someone with kindness, and then they turned around and surprised someone else with kindness, and then they turned around and surprised someone else with kindness. You see, that's what's going on here. What a difference it would make if we all did that. And do you know, if you who are listening to this story decided to do something tomorrow that was extra kind to someone, and then that someone decided to do something extra kind to someone else, and then that someone decided to do something extra kind to someone else, why, we could have new kindnesses all throughout the land forever and ever. So let's try it. You wanna? I'll try to be kind tomorrow to someone that I wouldn't normally get to be kind to. I don't know, like, there's a game that you can play where you can hold the door for someone when you go into a store or a building. I'll hold the door for you.
And see how many people you can hold it for.
Mm-hmm. Until someone else says, let me hold it. And then they get to hold it for someone. And you can look for opportunities to do things like that. Little small things that are kind. It shows love and kindness. And it's a wonderful way to start our days, don't you think? Let's put that on our to-do list, okay, friends? Good.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.